Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to a very special day here, edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Wilson of Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Co-host Hollywood is out on assignment, but we're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. It's a pleasure to be broadcasting from the super battleship USS Alabama here on beautiful Mobile Bay. We've got a great show coming up for you. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that are helped make this show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. And we've got Ms. Genevieve here with us today on the show. Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at number 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And thank you to all of our fine sponsors and our great listeners. We cannot do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info. Why am I double jointed here today with my mouth, looks like. Coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. The holidays are upon us, and they have a festival of events to enjoy on the water. We will also chat with the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and our annual enrollment for Medicare is about to end, and she can give us all the info you need to make an informed decision on your health care. And Navy veteran David Rawls will be on board with us to share a bit of local history. This will be an exciting subject, so y'all need to stick around and listen to the last part of the show. But first, it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ms. Genevieve Harris with the battleship USS Alabama. Genevieve, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all that you do for our veterans. I'm glad to see that you've actually got time to come back to the battleship. You've got your fingers in so many pies in other areas.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's a blessing. Thank you for having us on the battleship. Mm-hmm. How many other radio shows, veteran shows, can be, live from a battleship? Come on.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Excuse me. This weather's messing up the old man. But you guys have... As usual, got some exciting events coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we have our Living History Crew Drill. It was pretty much from 8 to 5, but the main activities will be around 1 p.m. Looking at the weather, we're still trying to determine whether the flyers will happen during that time.
Okay, so. Yeah, because I think we're expecting a lot of rain. I know we've got our regular meeting tomorrow night, and they're talking about 100% of rain tomorrow, so... Mm-hmm. We're not expecting that to have a good turnout for our Christmas event. So, but it won't be a Oh, full day of rain, I'm sure Saturday, and there'll be a lot of opening time.
A lot of opening. We still have stuff going throughout the day.
Will y'all delay, if it starts raining, will y'all delay some of the events until the rain slacks off? How does that work?
Typically, if it's the rain, the weather, for the planes, they just don't do it. But if we still have the gun demonstrations, that will probably be a delay process.
Is that the biplanes that are here in the Mobile area, the planes that you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I actually have lunch with them once a month though, here in Mobile on the causeway. That's a fine group of guys. They have those planes down in St. Elmo, I think. Mm. And those little pilots from both civilian as well as military. So, and they enjoy coming over and flying over. They get a big kick out of that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's always great to see that when that happens, when the weather is nice.
Oh, it is. Well, you know, this is strictly a family deal. But, I mean, you know, if you're an adult and you have never seen it, it would be behoove you to come over to see it. But if you got kids and they haven't been aboard the battleship, I think it would be an exciting time for them.
Yeah, it's definitely they get soaking a lot of knowledge. And seeing everything firsthand is, you know, always eye-catching for a kid.
Well, you know, they talk about World War II, but they have really no idea about what that really means. Mm-hmm. And if they come aboard this ship and then they see some of the weapons that are all being fired in action, then naturally that would be an awesome event and be very entertaining, I think, to them.
Yeah, and you should see their faces when they come, and they're just like, wow.
It's I bet it's a wow. Yeah, but then, you know, can you imagine? It might get them interested in more history about America and how we got here and why we're here, you know?
Yeah, we have doses all, especially that day, educating you and, you know, answering any questions that you may have about the ship itself.
Well, now, that being said, if they do come over here and we do get rain, there's so many things to see that's in the pavilion and the hangar there.
Yeah, so they have stuff all throughout the ship to do. It's not just the flowers. And
so if that does occur, then they could sort of say take a tour of the ship, mm-hmm. Which will be internal of the ship.
Yep.
So it won't be a rain out.
No rain out. Still it goes on rain or shine.
So there'll be a lot of things to do, even though it might rain.
Yep.
They might not be able to see where the airplanes were coming in, but they'll be. It still would be who. To come over and participate, because there's still a lot of stuff here to see.
Still a lot of stuff. You'll have stuff all throughout the ship to see.
Okay. Is there any discount for the kids when coming in on an event like that?
So kids, if you're ages 6 to 11, it's $6, $18 for adult admission.
Okay. All right. And then it's 10 till?
10 till 5, so. Well, no, 6 to 11 is the $6 age range.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 to 11 is it.
Okay. Yeah, if you're under age of 6, you're getting free.
Okay, all right. But then if you're 11, up to 6 to 11 is $6.
Oh, 11 and up is 18.
11 up is $18.
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right. So that's basically an adult then.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you happen to be a veteran, you'll get a little discount.
Yeah, you get 15 for our veterans.
And if you're active.
It's no charge.
If you're an active veteran, then. Active serviceman, then there is no charge.
No
for
charge.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But well, what about these snowbird lectures and all we're talking about? Guided tours.
So we're excited to have those coming in January. So we are doing guided tours for our snowbirds Tuesdays and Thursdays starting January 1st. You can at the end of the month you'll be able to purchase tickets for that. And then also we have our lectures that will start second Thursday of February and then in early part of March.
Okay, so the snowbirds that are actually in the area, Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and Baldwin County, Mobile and Mobile County and all that are here, that are within hearing of this our program here on radio station, then those events are made specifically for them. Do y'all have a big participation in that?
Yeah, we do. We do have some people come every year to do it. So we do have a good crowd.
Well, that's neat. Is this an all-day event, or is it 3 or 4 hours?
All day. So we have lectures from 11 to 11:45 on Thursdays, like I said, beginning of February and again March. And then for the guided tours, we have 2 time slots. One will be at 9, and the other will be at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Is there anything else going on in the next few months here? Is anybody having any events here?
No, we have not within the next couple months. Everything will start picking up February, end of January.
Oh, yeah.
February.
People like myself with the car shows and all.
Yeah.
Then that's when they start. How many of the car shows do y'all actually have here? Do you know?
Right now, two.
Two?
Oh, yeah. Well, three with yours.
Yeah. Well, you got the Mopar?
Yeah. Mopar and then yours. Oh, we did have three because we have only two now.
So. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did the Dixie division or the
you're right. I had 3 hours.
The military vehicles. I think they have an event.
They have
here.
Theirs in April. So.
And you have probably the biggest boat show.
The boat show is still, that will be the end of March this year.
They have 100 or something boats here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, take the whole field.
and this is the greatest place in Mobile area to have these events and all. But don't forget, come check out the battleship. It'll be an exciting time for you and all. And as always, go to Scuttlebutt Network for more information. On the other side of the break, this is Corey Gaston with the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean.
Boss, updated winds are 200 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Takeoff. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your no-go steering arm maneuver. Down and there go. A low transition. Right turn out. 83. Down and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We're also the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone. And my tirades are on castbox.fm if you want to get your blood pressure up a little bit. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ms. Corey Gaston, the general manager at the Waterfront Restaurant on the water in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN. Thank you for your service, and it's awesome to be aboard the battleship.
It is. This is really cool.
And out of your kitchen.
Exactly. This is totally different for me, so this is a really good experience.
Well, I'm sure everything hadn't missed a lick over there. You know, I just saw on Facebook and some of the other exposure that your chef just won chef of the year, is that right?
For the state of Alabama.
State of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's cool.
That is very cool. We're super proud.
Yes. And, well, that just tells us in the public what an awesome, cook that you have over there and people and how they're running your facility and producing your food and all that we go over there to eat, which is unbelievable. I love it. Yeah.
Well, thank you. We do, too. So. Yeah.
What are some of the events you got going on here in the next few weeks or so?
All right. So it's Christmas, so we got a lot of stuff going on. Coming up this Sunday, the 7th, we will have Santa Claus at our location.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. So we're going to put him, hopefully, if the weather permits, we're hoping to get him outside. So what a great picture to come and have your Santa Claus picture made with the backdrop of the bay.
Well, so you're saying outside. Now, that's out on that fabulous deck and porch that you have back
exactly
there?
On that covered deck that we have out back, so.
Everybody used to talk about the old Eds and the fact that it was outside and you had the deck, covered deck. This thing is about four times bigger than that.
It is. It's massive.
And
right there on the water, it's got the great views. You can actually see the battleship from there.
Yes.
It's small. Looks small from there, but you can see it.
Yeah. But I noticed a couple of areas, though, that the way you have them boxed off and actually on different levels where somebody could come in there and have a party. 10, 15, 20 people, for a separate thing and bring their own people in there just for that.
Exactly. We do that a lot. We've got two different patios that you can rent out, one if you're doing a dinner and one if you're just doing, like, appetizers and heavy hors d'oeuvres, and it has its own private bar as well. So it's really nice.
I noticed that. You got a bar on a patio.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
What more could you ask for on the bay, right?
All I need is a bedroom somewhere. Yeah, have a patio with a bar on it. And looking out over the water, I'm cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, just mark me off. Well, okay, well, what else you got?
All right, so after that, so coming up on Tuesday of next week, we've got the Mobile and Baldwin County Parrot Head Group having their annual Christmas party.
Parrot Head Group?
Yes. So,
I'll be darned.
You know,
that?
For all those Jimmy Buffett fans out there, you know, wanting to... Well, now, share memories of past experiences and listen to great music.
Well, now, is that open to anyone?
It is open.
To any parrot head?
It is open to the public. They are doing a membership drive, and so it is open membership night. They are going to have a tropical-themed Santa there that you can have your picture made with that night.
Okay, so you need to get your parrot head clothes on?
Exactly. They're going to have steel drum player Mitch Ringer there, and they'll actually be taking in toys and food cards for the Sea Glass Initiative, which is helping families that are unsheltered.
Awesome. That is awesome. Yes, and it is.
And to do our part, we're going to extend happy hour that night so everybody can come out and enjoy some drinks, some music, and see Santa, and just have a great night of hospitality.
That'll be a parrot head heaven.
Exactly.
I had trouble getting that out. Parrot head heaven. But that's awesome. You know, and that's a good group of folks. They just love to have a good time.
They really do. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What else? What else is going on?
So after that, we're doing something again with the Warrior Legacy Ranch on Saturday, December the 20th at 8 a.m. We'll be doing cars and coffee and bikes and beignets again, which is free and open to the public as well. The waterfront provides the beignets and the coffee. And Patrick's out there educating everybody about the Warrior Legacy Ranch.
That's awesome.
And the great stuff he's got going on over there. So we're just happy to help him, you know, just drum up support any way he can.
Well, that's an unbelievable event. We actually had a groundbreaking here a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
At the site, and they're getting ready to start building that structure over there, which will certainly be beneficial to all of our veterans. And I know that Pete and Nick were there for that event, and they have been a real, real big help to help support the Warrior Legacy with the all the restaurants and all there. The waterfront has been kind of the leader in the restaurants helping support that event, and we're certainly appreciative of that.
Definitely. We are happy to be a part of it. You know, Patrick's doing great things out there, and we're just so excited that we can actually help him, you know, get some of this stuff done.
Well, a lot of people don't realize we've got like 28,000 veterans actually registered just in Baldwin County, and we've got probably 30,000 in Mobile County. And, you know, and what the facility that he's building there, and y'all help support it, will help with these veterans and their families, not just the veterans, but their families as well.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just awesome because there's a lot of these guys still need a lot of help.
Exactly.
You know, there's still a lot of PTSD and a lot of challenges, and if we could stop for one or two suicides, that would just, you know, it'd just be awesome.
I completely agree.
Yes, it is unbelievable. But I know that you've got another event or two going on, don't you?
Well, I actually have. It's not really so much an event, but this month of December, we have got our made famous back in 2020 from Ed's on the Causeway, Christmas Tree Bushwhacker.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So the posts about it have gone viral. We're selling a ton of them, but they actually originated back at Ed's on the Causeway, and we are carrying
it on. Yeah.
So for all those people who came out all those years having them there, we are the new home for you to come and get your Christmas tree bushwhacker.
I think I saw that on Facebook, and
there were
several people looking at that.
Yes, we've had several thousand reactions to it, lots of, I think, over 1,000 comments about it, and just tons of customers coming in, a lot of them coming just to get the bushwhacker.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Just coming to taste it and see what it's all about.
Right.
You know.
But, but then the food there is excellent, and you know, the oysters, ooh. I love it.
You love the shrimp and oysters, I know. I know what you like.
Yeah, that's one of my meals when I get that job. All I want is shrimp and oysters. I don't need no salads. I don't need any of that stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
But they're so good, you know.
They really are. Yeah. This is a great time of year to eat oysters.
Oh,
people always, you know, they always kind of shy away from it, but I like them in the winter.
Well, the oysters you're getting are local as well.
Yes,
too.
From the bayou, so.
They're right out of the bayou, so.
And then all of our shrimp is Gulf shrimp as well, so.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a deal here that they promoted for a while, and they had an investigation of the different restaurants and promoting the local food, seafoods and local shrimp, and come to find out there was four or five of them that were selling imported shrimp.
They actually tested one of our restaurants. They tested Squid Ink.
They
and,
did.
Yep. And we are Gulf certified.
You're Gulf certified.
Yes, we
all
are.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's just awesome to for that to occur. But you know, and that's what you have to do, though. You have to make sure that you stay. You can't slip anything in there, which they, you know, Nick and Pete and yourself, because I've been knowing you for years. And y'all, I mean, y'all just don't do that. You know?
No, we do not.
And yeah, so it's just really neat. But what is your normal hours of opening? And
so closing? We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. We do have a couple of times this month where we will be closed for private events, but we always post that on our social media accounts, so be sure to check that out.
Okay.
You know, we close for our company Christmas party. We host all the PPE Hospitality restaurants come and have a company Christmas party there at the waterfront.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So,
can somebody, some organization or something, can they get with y'all if they're interested in maybe having their own event?
They certainly can. We do it, you know, from groups from anywhere from 10 people to 150 people. So,
really?
Yes.
Hmm. And that's good. But if they wanted just to have a 10-person or 20-person deal, then you have rooms just for that.
Exactly. We can accommodate. Inside and outside, yes.
Okay, so if the weather's real nice, if they want to be out on the back deck, and what days you have the band? Now, they might want to listen to the band.
Actually,
the music
is done for 2026 just because of the weather and the unpredictability of it right now. Us being right on the bay, like yesterday, I was 25-plus mile-per-hour winds all day.
Ooh,
out there.
Yeah.
So music will start back in 2026.
Okay.
But it is done for December.
December.
Yes.
But if you had a special event, you could.
But if you had a special event, you're more than welcome to bring your own music. Like the Parrot Heads, we've got them. They're coming. They're bringing the music. So.
They bring in the music and all. Okay. So, in other words, you would make the place available and work out a menu, and a drink price or whatever, and they could come in and do the Christmas parties there or whatever.
Exactly. We've got some open dates, so if you're looking for a place to hold your company Christmas party, you can certainly call me or email me.
Yeah. How could he give us those emails and it's all?
So you can email me at Corey G. That's CORIG at PaniniPete's.com, or you can call the restaurant at 251-626-9329.
All right. Well, what an awesome thing. Enjoyed having you on board.
Thanks. It was great to come out here and see the battleship.
So,
and you're actually inside the battleship. I thought we were just going to be in the parking lot. We're actually on the ship.
No, I don't think so. It's always a pleasure. You can always go to Scuttlebutt Network for more information. On the other side of the break, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues of our veterans today. We want to thank the folks who helped make this show possible, the battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. We're going to have her on air here shortly. Daphne's U.S. Eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it's always great to chat with Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. Keisha, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Hello, and thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you on. I have been watching you and listening to some of the things that you've got going on, that where you've been serving some of our veterans and senior citizens here, with because it's Medicare enrollment season. We're about to run out of that, aren't we?
We are. Excuse me. We're wrapping it up right now. The last day for the annual enrollment period is December the 7th, and I really like to let people know, number one, that if they miss it, there's no need to panic. If you have an Advantage plan, there's still another enrollment period. There is, from January 1st to March 31st, but you have to, you know, already be on an Advantage plan, and then you can make a change.
Okay.
Okay. But for veterans, they have a special exception. It's called a special enrollment code. And because they have veteran benefits, it allows them to enroll any time of the year.
Okay.
So they don't have to worry about the deadline. They can call me anytime. I can go over benefits and help them with different services. And so they have a little more flexibility for enrollment than the average Medicare beneficiary.
Well, go ahead and give me a phone number for you on this now. And
okay.
We'll touch it again before we close.
Okay. Keisha Chambers.
If somebody's out there that may be interested in, yeah, do it. Start again.
Okay. It's Keisha Chambers, 251-401-3923. One more time, 251-401-3923.
All right. Now, are we seeing some changes in our Medicare policies this year?
I have seen a lot of people change. There's a few changes surrounding the food cards for some people. For veterans, there's a few more options than there have been in the past. And so
okay.
I've been helping a lot of veterans. And, you know, in general, every one of these Advantage plans changes a little bit every year. And it's important to review your benefits. And if you're okay with it, you don't have to do anything. It just rolls over to the next year. But
right.
If you feel like you need to look at and compare, you know, maybe you got a new medication or, you know, maybe your doctor decided to get out of the network with the plan that you're on. There's a lot of reasons to look at the plans and make sure you're on the right one for the following year.
Well, there's a lot of new policies out that's beneficial for our veterans. I know other veterans. I don't know where it applies to regular senior citizens or not, and that is the amount of monies that is taken out of your Social Security checks, and how does that work, and who all is entitled to that?
So there are a few companies that have a give back. There's, you know, the HealthSpring plan. There's Devoted and some others, and what they have is a benefit called Part B Give Back. And that is where one of the benefits of the plan is they pay part of your Medicare cost, your Part B premium. And so how it works is every month that company that you're signed with makes a credit in your Social Security account, and some of them are as high as $185 a month. That's huge.
Hmm.
That's $2,220 back into your Social Security check each month.
And, yeah, that's like an increase in your Social Security. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've been trying to remind everyone is, you know, every year Medicare goes up as well. And so next year, where some were paying $185 for their Part B, next year it will be $206.50 a month for most.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Having that extra money come back to you really is a real big cost savings, and included
is,
in those
right.
plans, you have the dental, the vision, the hearing, gym memberships. There's a lot of benefits that can help you in the long run, and even if you have veteran benefits, like for someone who has VA only, it's nice to be able to say, I want to go see this doctor. I want a second opinion. And you can just go, and your plan will cover
right.
you if they're in the network. And
right.
So
basically,
nice,
you're getting double coverage for that. Yeah,
right.
You're getting double coverage that way.
Yeah, and if you have TRICARE for Life, TRICARE acts as a second payer to Medicare plans. And some of the plans in the past only had medical coverage, but now there's some that have medical and prescription coverage. So if someone on TRICARE not only has double coverage on their medical, where you have a primary and a secondary, but now also for their prescriptions, you'll have a primary and secondary situation. So
okay.
there's so much. Yeah, and what I'd love to do is help any veteran that has questions about Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans or how to get some of these extra benefits. They can call me. I never charge a fee for my service. And we can go through their needs and, you know, determine if there's a plan that can help them in their area. There's different service areas. So, you know, I would be the one that looks all that up to see, you know, what plans are available. And
sure,
I am
sure.
always willing to answer questions, even if that's all they have. They want to call me with a question.
Well, one of the other big things that they need to consider now, too, is that there's some change in name brand medicines versus generic?
Yes. Some of the plans have changed their formularies, and that's why I encourage everyone, check your doctors, check your drugs that are covered, because, you know, one drug may be covered last year, but it may not be covered going forward.
Right,
and then what
right.
We
I see
do,
that,
you
yeah.
You need to know those things. Mm-hmm. And, so,
and I see what one of them is. I was actually questioning my doctor today because a name brand product that I have for a prescription, I've gone next in 26, I would have to pay $500 of the first whatever it is on that because they don't have a copay on it. But if there is a generic that is does the same thing. Then they will pay their portion of it. Is that true or not?
Right. Well, here's how it works. Medicare revamped the drug plans, got rid of the donut hole last year, and now there's deductibles. And I've noticed that with every company, there's a deductible at some tier. Some of them start at tier 3. Some of them start at tier 4 or 5. But what you're referring to is a $500 deductible for a brand name drug that has
right.
to be met before you get to the copays. And
right.
so if you can change your prescription drug to a generic, the tier 1 and the tier 2 on your plan, for example, it does not have a deductible. So you could save yourself, you know, your deductible money by using a generic drug that doesn't require a deductible.
Right. Well, now I'm sure that we've got some listeners out there, veterans and senior citizens as well, that may not know what drugs that they're taking as to whether or not they fall under which one of those categories. Could they call you and work through that and maybe get change over to a plan that would help pay for that?
Yes. All they need to do is call me at 251-401-3923 and have a list of their doctors and their medications and the plan information that they're, you know, with the ID card, what plan they're on.
Okay, that's neat. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on here with us today. And as usual, you always have all the expert information. Thank you so much, Keisha.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Voice of the Veterans for Veterans on 106.5, streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of old Marines. Just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and with the fighting spirit to keep it. It's a privilege to be joined on SBN by Navy veteran Mr. David Rawls. David, thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing your story with us today about the last American PT boat. Come on.
Yeah, she came to us via California, and there were 841 PT boats built between from early World War II up to 1968. This is number 841.
Next to the last.
It's the very last one.
Yeah.
And this particular class, the Osprey class, they only made four of them. They're all aluminum hull. They're powered at the time by British-made Napier Deltic engines at 3,100 horsepower each. This particular boat has been repowered with some Detroit diesel engines. We're restoring this boat to be a living history vessel that will be operable. And we're going to use it to train Sea Cadets, Sea Scouts, and Navy Junior ROTC students in seamanship and leadership and whatever curriculum their instructors want them to use. During the process of restoring her, we have her down at Steiner Shipyard in Bayou La Batterie. And I belong to the Combatant Craft Crewmen's Association out of San Diego, and we have chapters around the country, and so some of my Navy Special Boat Unit guys out of New Orleans are members of the Combatant Craft Crewmen's Association, have been coming over to help with the restoration of the boat. So we're repainting the we've already finished repainting the bottom. We're getting ready to start on the outside of the hull, and we're completely redoing the inside, and we're having engine work and propeller and shaft work.
Right. Well, this is an aluminum hull, right?
It is, and it actually ran combat raids in the North Vietnam in the early 70s. It was built by Seward Seacraft out of Berwick, Louisiana, and was sent to Vietnam and was used by the Military Assistance Command in the CIA for some of their missions while she was over there.
Mm.
But she did shore bombardment activities. She was armed with a trainable 81 millimeter mortar on the foredeck with a 50 cal machine gun mounted on top of that. Then she had two 20 millimeter Oerlikon cannons and a 40 millimeter Bofors cannon on the fantail. So it's quite a boat, and it's the only one left in its original configuration.
Unbelievable. Well, it's just awesome to have it here, but I don't want to overlook, I'd like to have some of your history and some of your background. I think you would say you're in the Navy. Give us a little history there.
Well, I joined the Navy in 1969, right out of high school. And my first duty station was a World War II destroyer, the USS Beatty in Tampa, Florida. And from there, I went to Charleston Naval Base and then to Rota, Spain. And when I got out, I stayed in the reserves. and wound up with the Navy Special Warfare Group with a Mobile Inshore Undersea Warfare Unit. And then later on, I transitioned over to the Special Boat Unit 22 in New Orleans. And that's where I finished up.
All right, so you've got quite a history there of all of your time.
It has been a joy, but this Special Boat Unit 22 was the absolute best duty of any that I had. The camaraderie, the special warfare community is a very close and tight-knit unit, and our job was to deny the enemy the use of its waterways for transport and contraband, and then our primary duty now is in the special boat teams is the insertion and extraction of SEAL teams.
Okay.
SEAL units.
So that's what that unit is working on now.
You take them upriver very quietly and drop them off, and after they've kicked the top off the anthill, you got to go back in and get them.
Go back and get them, right.
Usually, you're in a gunfight coming out.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll move back to this PTF boat here that in the area. I know that you're going to have to do some diesel work and all on that. What are you looking for? Could you get some people in this area could be of assistance to you with that or not?
Well, she was repowered in 2013 with 16 V71 Detroit diesels, and one of them we're getting oil in the coolant, and we need to try to find somebody who can give us a hand in figuring out what's causing that and putting a stop to it. It's been difficult to find a mechanic because they're all swamped with work. So that's one of our pressing needs. And of course, you know, any donations that any companies or individuals want to make toward preserving this boat, it's going to be kept here on the Gulf Coast at least at a minimum of 6 months out of every year, probably more. But there are other units around the country that want to train on it as well. So it may be going back up and doing some training up around the Ohio River, around Kentucky and Ohio, but it'll be coming back. And then we've got to find a home port for her once we get her out of the shipyard.
Right. Well, what kind of draft will that boat take?
It has a 6 to 8 foot draft, which means that most of your water around here is a lot less than that.
Right.
So we have to be very cautious about where we take her. We're gonna try to work with the Coast Guard and see if they'll help us out with maybe a place down at Arlington Point
or something. This is kind of a rare boat to start with, and it's 95 feet long and what, 23 feet wide?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's a big boat.
She weighs 95 tons.
There.
And she
will still do about 40?
Yeah, we think so.
About 40 knots.
Yeah, I know when she had her Napier Deltic engine, she would do 50-plus knots.
Oh, my Lord.
On step.
Well, it would pull it clean up out of the water there.
Yeah, the back half
looked
of
like
it
a bass boat.
Right. The crew, I mean, there's sleeping provisions on the boat for 19 people.
Mercy, I didn't have any idea.
And it has a full galley and mess decks, and then you have your captain's quarters and chief's quarters, engineer's office, engine room, and then we have a ward room in the back, and then the lazarette.
Well, that would be an awesome boat to train all of these youngsters on and give them some insight about all the stuff that's going on with that.
It will, and I've already met with the Navy instructor at the at Robertsdale High School. I've still got to meet with the one at Davidson High School. We've talked to the Sea Cadets and the Sea Scouts. They're all excited about it, and we're gonna broaden out to other Sea Cadet units in the Florida Panhandle in Mississippi and Louisiana and what have you to make them aware of this platform. It's very rare that these units actually get to train on the real McCoy.
Sure.
And
this would really give them an insight about what they have a chance to really work on and be part of, you know. Even though there's not any more of these, but it would certainly give them an insight on what the Navy and Coast Guard is all about.
It will. It will, and it can be a tool that will push a young person who's unsure what direction he wants to go in his life to choose one of the branches of service.
Right.
To serve.
All right. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 251-423-0000.
423-40s.
Yes, sir. Or
all right.
cdrawls@gmail.com.
cdrawls@gmail.com. And it's been a pleasure to have you on board here with us. You have an awesome venue going on here, and I'm sure there's some people out there that will be interested. But just remember, hero is not a four-letter word.
That's right.
Hoorah!